Wildfires are expensive. So far this year, it's taken millions of dollars to fight them. In the West, the fires are hurting the region's economic mainstay, tourism. Eric Whitney of member station KSUT reports.
Wildfires are nothing new at Mesa Verde National Park in southwestern Colorado. 2 years ago, huge blazes shut the park down for nearly a month. Things were just starting to get back to normal this year, says Lynn Mitchell, who manages all the private concessions at Mesa Verde.
We were really on a track for an excellent year. Many of our different restaurants and gift shops and lodge and campground were really exceeding our expectations.
Then, in early June, fires in Colorado and neighboring Arizona were all over the national news, and Mitchell's business dropped by a third. By the end of July, lightning sparked a fire at Mesa Verde itself, and the park had to be closed again. This year's fire was contained quickly, but not before knocking out the park's main water tank, sewage plant, and power lines. Heavy equipment was brought in to clear burned trees from park roads, and part of Mesa Verde reopened last Friday. Park officials hope to complete other repairs and fully open again before the end of the month. That's going to be too little too late for Lester Huseby, who owns the nearly empty RV park outside Mesa Verde's main gate. He describes this summer's tourist season in one word.
Terrible. Normally we pack out to about 50 to 60 sites, and we're lucky to get four right now.
Huseby says his business is off by 75% for the year, and the downturn started well before Mesa Verde closed.
And ever since the governor said the state was on fire, he gave the wrong impression about the whole state, and people canceled reservations from coming to the state, period. It was just kind of one fire after another all summer long, which is nobody's fault, but it kind of killed us.
After the governor's now infamous remark last June, tourism officials rushed to point out that less than 1% of Colorado's forested acres have been affected by fire. Still, the state's $7 billion tourism industry has been hard hit. An estimated 250,000 would-be visitors have stayed away. The lack of crowds has been a pleasant surprise for British travelers Terry and June Walsh. They heard about the fires, but too late to cancel their flight to Denver.
We had never been down to Durango before, so we thought we'd try this.
See the train.
Come down, specifically see the train.
The train is a restored 19th century steam locomotive that chugs through the mountains between Durango and Silverton, Colorado. It draws close to 200,000 passengers a year, many of whom like to ride the train one day and see Mesa Verde the next. In mid-June, extreme fire danger closed the train for 28 days. CEO Jeff Jackson says it happened at a particularly bad time.
From June 15th through August 15th, we'll gross half our annual revenues. When you are effectively shut down for half that period, you can't make up those revenues. The tourists didn't come, the railroad didn't run, so those high revenue days that we live on throughout the rest of the year just didn't occur.
Dozens of other businesses rely on the tourists who come to Durango to ride the train, from restaurants to t-shirt shops to hotels and campgrounds. Jackson says that the railroad itself lost $4 million this summer. A local economic study estimates that businesses in the county lost close to $24 million. That's a big hit in this isolated, sparsely populated corner of the state, where a four-year-old drought is strangling agriculture, the other leg of the region's limited economy. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Durango, Colorado.